This is Home Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The Home Radio News at 11 a.m. Justin Kono. As part of efforts to decentralize activities of the government of Liberia from central to county level, the government and partners on Saturday dedicated the turnover Granku County Service Center. Speaking at the ceremony, Internal Affairs Acting Minister Vanny Salif described the construction of the County Service Center as a significant gain for the government of Liberia. Minister Salif challenged people and residents of the county to make maximum use of the center, indicating the constraints ever faced by people of the county to access basic services in Monrovia has not been solved. For her part, the United States Ambassador to Liberia, Christine Eder, praised the government of Liberia for the development, describing the initiative as one of the major gains of Liberia's government to deconcentrate and decentralize governance to ordinary Liberians. The U.S. Special Representative for International Migration, Louis Harbour, has said although some people believe migrants arrive in countries to steal local jobs and take advantage of social services, these perceptions are not based in reality. Citing data showing the economic benefits migrant workers bring to the countries where they have settled and their own homelands, Madam Lewis stressed that the international community is in the process of devising a global agreement that fosters safe, regular and ordinary migration to be adopted next year. She spoke ahead of the International Migrants Day observed on 18 December annually. Leaders of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, recently paid homage to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf as she attended her last summit of the regional body as President of Liberia. Madam Sirleaf's special recognition took place during the 52nd ordinary session of the Authority of Heads of State and Government of ECOWAS held on Saturday, December 16 in Abuja, Nigeria. The news is coming to you from Home Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. Thousands of delegates are voting in Johannesburg for the successor to President Jacob Zuma as leader of Africa's ruling African National Congress, the ANC. The choice is between Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Cabinet Minister Dlamini Zuma. Emotions have run high, with delegates shouting each other down as they raise objections over voting rules. The eventual winner will be in a strong position to become national president after elections in 2019. But a leadership battle has caused fierce political infighting, raising fears the party may split. Mr. Zuma has warned the party is under threat and is at a crossroad. And the Speaker of Uganda's Parliament has suspended a crucial sitting to debate removing presidential age limit. Much of the session so far has been disrupted by those opposing to extending President Yoweri Museveni's stay in power. The current age limit is 75 and is scrapping is seen as a plot to remove constitutional obstacles that will prevent Mr. Museveni, 73, in standing in the 2021 elections. MPs shouted down speakers and raised several points of procedure. Five MPs has been suspended for disrupting the House. The Speaker has suspended the sitting to review the complaints. That's the Home Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Home, you can log on to www.home.umissions.org, facebook.com/home2003 or twitter/home news. I am Justin Kono. Good morning.